This is your brother Van Silk, not at my house, with Van Silk on Spotify for podcasters. You also can check me out on Rumble.com. Yes, Rumble.com. You can check me out, not at my house with Van Silk. And you can check me out on YouTube.com, not at my house with Van Silk. I'm going to change my voice tonight for this episode. Now, let's talk about the Essence Festival that took place last week down in New Orleans. They had a lot of artists coming down there to perform. They did a little celebration for the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. You know, there's so many artists down there, which is more of a women's festival. And evidently, certain things took a turn. India Irie. A lot of people was upset because she criticized Megan Thee Stallion. And Janelle Monáe, Essence Fest performance. Now, don't ask me, because I just feel if all you can do on stage is twerk, then that's where the world is. That had nothing to do with entertainment. They took the strippers out of the strip club and put them on the big stage with a record and a microphone. I'm going to say this. The brown skin singer ignited a firestorm online after delivering some harsh words about the popular festival during the holiday weekend. And I'm going to read what India Irie wrote. She said, "The issue is what is context? Humanity does everything, but does everything belong in a stage? No. Is everything for kids? No. It's everything for everybody. No. So when we as a culture make something like this mainstream, it shows a lack of discretion and discreetment. To those in the comments who laugh at anyone who wants these things for our culture, you certainly have that right. Just as many folks have the right to want our mainstream international export out music to show us in a respectful light. I like to go on record saying, this won't age well, and that's my issue. I love Janelle, and I love Megan the way I love us all, and I don't like this moment. Don't bother debating me. I don't care, and I do this. For 25 years, I've done this, so read, ponder, or don't. Peace." Now, some people was upset. And one person pointed out that nobody give a damn what India Irie think about Megan Thee Stallion and Janae. Okay, that's the problem. Because it's the different generations of people that we're looking at. And we're looking at people who have no clue because they still stuck in this modern era of what's going on. Everything goes. Tom Brady need Kim K, some girl named that. I don't have an issue with what India Irie said because I noticed at one point, one show, all white female acts were G-rated, PG-13, and all the black girls weren't. The black artists are pornified as hell. That being said, I also don't care. Okay. No. See, this is the problem. Don't do that. That comment. Then we can go strictly to the BET Awards. That's why you didn't know A-list artists show up there. If you go and look at it again, this is where your women and your guys got that. But see, you got people out here. And yeah, we once probably proclaimed that she is not that. That she is not her hair. People can't write. So she should also understand that Manel and Janelle are not their ass. If they decide to embrace their bodies and have fun, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't completely define them as an artist or woman. But it also got little girls out here doing the same thing that they're doing. See, the people that agree with this twerking stuff, every girl do it. Ice Spice do it. Nicki Minaj do it. Cardi, they all do it. Every girl that goes on stage do the same shit. Even Beyonce was doing it. Like, come on. It's beginning to be tired and classic. I'm tired of folks complaining about sex and music. Sex has always been in music, specifically black music, since the juke joint. Just more visual avenues. India Ari is being disingenuous. Somebody else wrote, while so many black women attacking India Ari for pointing out that black women have allowed the music industry and television to turn them into whole hoochie mamas. On your next interview, they may ask you to twerk. Now, let's be honest, folks. If Megan Thee Stallion didn't twerk, Sweetie didn't twerk, and none of these girls didn't twerk, they would not be interesting. They would not be on stage. See, the guys figured it out. We can see them twerk at a show. We ain't got to go to the strip club and be sabotaged. And like, listen, what you going to do? Well, she ain't going to be around that long because rappers don't last that long. Could you imagine Megan Thee Stallion, 55-year-old, on stage twerking? Could you imagine if, I mean, in my era growing up, Tina Turner and Ike Catch was the closest thing to what's going on today. And that couldn't even, that didn't move over well in society. But see, this is the world we live in, where the people that's controlling this record industry is not the hip-hop industry, it's the rap industry and all that. They don't care, because it ain't their women. It ain't their women doing it. It's the black women. It's not, you don't see Lady Gaga doing it. You ain't seeing Katy Perry doing it. It's all the black women. That's how they sold this industry down the river. You got Drake and them wearing fingernail polish, and you sold it down the river. Who you gonna get mad at? This is how they wanna get their money. Cause you know, when everybody sat here and wanna dog Coley Ray, her album didn't flop, you fans failed her. And I'm like, that's going to be my next topic, because y'all failed her. Because that girl got a good album. I listened to it this morning, and that album is good. I don't know what y'all talking about. And people, stop worrying about other people buy the album. You go buy it if you like it. Stop being a follower, okay? Now, I'm getting back to this article here, which is according to The Roots. It says, I understand there's a concern about the way black women and girls use sexualized, women and girls are sexualized in mainstream society, and rightly so. However, there's also has to be room for us to be comfortable and confident in our sexuality without worrying about what the other think. Megan Thee Stallion has never claimed to be a kid artist. When you announce her as a headliner of your music festival, she's going to give you Hot Girl Meg because that's what her fans want. Okay, if that's the case, then she don't need to be throwing baseballs out at baseball games. If that's the case, she shook that ass on the mound at the baseball game. So if that's the case, if that's the argument, she needs to only do adult shows. No kids allowed. That's for her and any other girl that want to twerk. At the same time, if you book India Ari, you're going to get a thoughtful ballad on love and self-acceptance. There has to be room for in the culture for black women to be all of these things. And to that point, this week can also feature performers from Ari Lennox, Coco James, Monica, Miss Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, the black women who were represented from across the musical spectrum. Yeah. Yes. There was booty shaking, but there was also R&B love song, The Female Empowerment. The world is hard enough without some black woman dictating what's acceptable for other black women. Just let us enjoy our free time the way we want without making everything a huge cultural debate. You know, this is so sad. Because if this was 10 years ago, y'all all would have been against this. You all would have been saying this is re-exploiting the women. Now y'all got this Me Too movement and all y'all women got the voices. Let me see who wrote this article, because this is just the bullshit that's going on in this game. Y'all don't want to hold nobody accountable for shit. First of all, there's so many other rappers that y'all could have got without having Meg Thee Stallion up there. Stephanie Holland, of course. Stephanie Holland. Let's see who Stephanie Holland is. Because this is my problem. If this was 10 years ago, if this wasn't even the essence of women concert, let's say it was a concert with men and she did that, y'all would have had a problem. Men exploiting men. Now it's Essence Fest. It's okay. We had enough women up there with love song and ballads. Hey, yo, listen, if you want to see a woman twerk, go to strip club. See, this is just some straight, all you black people. There's only the black people. It's all black. Now, y'all think about this. Leave your opinion. And like I said, I don't care. This is your brother Van Silk, not at my house. Spotify for podcasters. I gotta go. It's one way. Like Marlo Stanfield said, it's one way.